The gospel reading today, when our Lord speaks about the signs of his coming and the various things that will happen toward the end of the world, these things which I don't think we have to worry about at this time, but nonetheless, we do have to pay attention to what he's saying because, as I've told you before, if I'm right, we're at the end of an era, and that means we're going to see the similar things to what are going to happen at the end. So again, we hear about things like earthquakes and floods and famines. Those have been going on right along. There will be wars and rumors of wars. Those have been going on right along. So that's nothing that's new. But the points that we need to understand, and when the Lord talks about all these things, first of all, with all that difficulty that he's already mentioned, that we just said, he said, number one, these are the beginning of the sorrows. Not the end, the beginning. Then they will hand you over to tribulation and you'll be put to death. You'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Well, that's beginning to happen. We're starting to see it. If you're not politically correct, if you didn't get the right shot, if you're not doing this or that or the other thing the way that somebody else thinks you ought to, you're in trouble. So again, we see these things happening. This is the part now that is most important for us to recognize. He said, many will fall away, and will betray one another, will hate one another. That's exactly what we're seeing. People are walking away from the Lord left and right, and they are turning against one another. We have family members turning against family members. We have people who have been friends for decades who suddenly won't talk to them because, once again, it's not politically correct. Either you voted for the wrong person or you didn't get the jab or you did get the jab or whatever it might be, and now I'm not going to talk to you anymore. So that's exactly where our Lord goes next. He said, there will be many false prophets who arise and lead many astray. We've got that going on. He said, because iniquity will abound. Well, it doesn't take a genius to recognize that we live in the most sinful society in history. Iniquity abounds. But because of that, he said, the charity of many hearts will grow cold. But whoever perseveres to the end will be saved. In other words, the perseverance to the end is not just remaining faithful. It is remaining charitable. It was charity that set the Christians apart. Their belief in Jesus brought them to charity. And so it is not just hanging on for dear life to what it is we believe. It is putting what we believe into practice in the most difficult of circumstances. That's where we're headed. So we have to maintain the faith, but we must maintain charity. That's what our Lord is telling us. So when we look at what the early Christians went through, as we heard in the first reading, they were being put in prison, they were having their things taken away, they were being persecuted, they were making a public spectacle out of them, whatever it might be, what was their response? They had to remain charitable. They had to remain at peace. They had to be an example. And that's what you and I have to be about. So we have to have the faith. But we really need to work on charity. I don't doubt the faith of anybody here. And I hope you don't doubt it either. But we live in a society that does not know charity. And so that's the part that I would doubt in any of us, in all of us. Not because I have reason to doubt it in any individual, but because that's what's all around us. And that's the piece that the Lord highlights in the reading. And so it's not just a matter of the faith, because he said the charity of many hearts will grow cold. That is a condemnation from the Lord. So it wasn't just the people who fall away. It's some who have the faith. And that's what we need to guard against. We must maintain the love of God and the love of neighbor. We must, no matter what happens, maintain the charity and that disposition that the Lord is asking of us. So as we see all the things that he talked about, yeah, we can see a lot of it happening today. But again, it's only the beginning. So we need to pray. We need to maintain our faith. But we must practice charity. That is what is lacking. And that needs to stop. Or should I say, charity is what needs to start. Because that is what sets us apart as being Christian people in practice. Not just our belief, obviously that sets us apart, but then we have to put that belief into practice. And that belief in a God who is love is to practice charity, the love of God, and the love of neighbor.